knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
You know who he is?
Well, he's Dean, Dean, Dean.
Dean, 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 Dean.
I have had my name legally changed to that now.
To Dean, 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 Dean?
Four Deans.
Dean.
Dean, Dean, Dean.
I'll tell you what,
Dean,
there's days where that's not even enough.
It should have only been three.
Five.
I've made a mistake.
No, that's all right. That's okay. Dean, you need to be commended for so many reasons, but mostly because your interview with Dick Van Dyke was just fantastic the other day.
Oh, thanks.
Wasn't that fun?
Thanks. That was...
You're lucky.
That I am. I am super lucky to be able to talk to guys like him. And when they turn out to be as nice as he was, as professional, as accommodating, as warm and hospitable, it makes it all the more entertaining. And just to see him goofing around. I mean, you know, he's a 12-year-old boy in a 90-year-old body.
Yep.
So you got along well.
Goofing, yes, of course we did.
Not that you're in a 90-year-old body.
But how about how sharp he is? I mean, he's still singing. He's still dancing. He's still laughing. He's 90. And, boy, is that encouraging.
On and off the camera. We just couldn't have been nicer while we were setting things up. But when the Danville High School, there were a group of theater students, as he was... sort of doing a little mini parade in a restored Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car. These kids were singing songs from Mary Poppins and, you know, from movies, Disney movies that he's been in. He stands up in this moving vehicle, 90 years old. He stands up in this moving vehicle and he's singing and kind of dancing along with these kids, just having a great time.
Wow.
It was just absolute delight. I've got the full interview up on the web if anyone wants to hear it.
He looks great, too. Yeah, oh, my God.
And he looks great. I wasn't able to go to the appearances that he did on Sunday in Chicago at the Walt Disney Home on North Tripp Street, nor at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove, but I saw video of them, and it looks like he had a great time. He brought a singing quartet with him. He does, you know, songs with this quartet and keeps active and keeps busy, so... It was a real treat, real treat.
In his book that he wrote a couple of years ago, his memoir, he talks about how he and his friends used to pal around. He had these three friends he was very close with, and there was another kid that was a couple of years younger, 3 or 4 years younger, that wanted so badly to hang out with them, and they wouldn't let him, and that kid turned out to be Gene Hackman.
How about that? How about that? Who also grew up in Danville and also went to Danville High School. When you walk down the hallways of Danville High School, there are pictures of a young Dick Van Dyke everywhere, a young Gene Hackman everywhere. They've turned out some great people there, and that's why his foundation that he's started is so passionate to him. He's raising money and giving scholarships to kids in the arts because arts programs are being cut everywhere now. He wants to make sure that kids in the arts are able to follow their dreams and not be victims to budget cuts. Imagine that in Illinois.
Right. Imagine.
That something like that could happen. That a
impossible.
Budget would get cut or a bill couldn't get paid.
No, that can't be.
So, you know, great that he's, you know, that was the purpose of all of these appearances that he did, to raise money for his foundation for the restoration of his home
in Danville.
In Danville, which I drove by the house that he grew up in. It's in shambles. I mean, it does need to be completely gutted and rehab. But I was out in front of the house. I pull up, and I'm right in front of the house thinking, little Dick Van Dyke and little Jerry Van Dyke.
Right.
Just running around the sidewalk playing ball.
Wreaking havoc in the neighborhood.
Falling over little ottomans.
Right, practicing. Dean, here's the funny thing. Years ago when I was doing stand-up, there's a big auditorium there in Danville that I worked in. All these people came who'd lived in Danville for years and years and years. And they all told me the same story, that when the Dick Van Dyke era happened, when he was a young boy there, the money that everybody put on which one of the Van Dykes would hit superstardom was Jerry.
Really?
They all said Jerry's the one that's going to make it to the top. Dick's okay.
How about that?
Yeah, but Jerry was the one.
Isn't that funny? He talked about his brother, Jerry Van Dyke, who was in a terrible car accident, apparently.
Mm.
He was in a head-on car accident. He's been in the hospital for a couple of months. Dick Van Dyke says that he's going to be okay. It's just going to take a long time for him to get back up and running again. You know, I was shocked to hear that, but also glad to hear that he's doing a lot better. And I asked him if you know what he could tell us about the condition of Mary Tyler Moore right now, who is also very, very ill right now, which he did confirm, saying that she is institutionalized. You know, she's been living with diabetes for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the ravages of diabetes are really taking its toll on her. And he said he hadn't talked to her in quite some time, but he knows that her condition is very, very, very poor right now. So
she was one of the first celebrities. My dad had diabetes, and she was one of the first celebrities that I heard had it.
So sad. I hope she's okay.
Thing. Yeah, she's been very public about the whole thing. But it's you know, I guess taken its toll. I mean, the last couple of appearances that I saw her on, you know, specials, you know, instead of walking out on the stage, she was already there.
Yeah.
You know, they all the things that you see happen when celebrities get older, you know, and it's awkward for them to walk independently. So I guess that's where we are with Mary Tyler Moore right now. But Dick Van Dyke couldn't be any more opposite. The guy's dancing down the street.
At 90.
He's hippity-hoppity-ing dancing down the street.
They should change the name of Danville to Dickville.
Excuse me?
Well, for Dick Van Dyke. There's no Dan.
I think there's a few other towns that are ahead of the curve on that, I think.
All right.
There's some movies that I've seen also.
All right.
Right.
We won't talk
about...
Get this
out of your system before I'm co-hosting with you tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dean's in tomorrow for half the show, right?
I'm doing half the show tomorrow, but if you're going to be working blue like this, I may have to reconsider.
Dean, you work blue enough yourself.
Yeah, that's
God. Stay tuned for that.
So listen tomorrow when I sound like the clean one.
That'll be fun. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Dean will tell us what movies are coming out this weekend. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We're talking to Dean Richards right now.
We are. We can't hide that from you. Dean Richards is on the phone. We're talking about movies. Dean, a couple of big films opening this weekend. Let's start out with The Legend of Tarzan. What are your thoughts?
I may wind up being one of the few critics in America that like this movie. It's getting raked over the coals nationally. And I think unjustifiably so. I enjoy it. I've always been a fan of the Tarzan franchise. I go back to the days. I think it was WGN TV that used to run the old Tarzan movies.
The Weissmuller version.
The Weissmuller movies from the 30s. He was Tarzan longer than any other actor. The 30s and 40s, and those were the movies that got replayed on television all of the time.
How about Elmo Lincoln? Did you like him?
Elmo Lincoln was the very first Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
Tickle me, Elmo Lincoln.
Tickle me, Elmo Lincoln. He was put away for a couple of years for that, wasn't he?
Who knew that Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch also happened to live in the forest?
Right.
Oscar was the original cheetah.
In the jungle. Who knew that? I didn't know till I was like doing some research this week that Tarzan is the longest-running character in the history of motion pictures, longer than any other
More
character.
More than Sherlock Holmes.
The first Tarzan movie came in 1918.
Wow.
And has been running. There have been 50 Tarzan movies made over the years.
And I've seen one of them.
That's it?
Yeah.
Which one?
The original.
The Elmo Lincoln?
No, I guess Weissmuller.
Johnny Weissmuller? Yeah.
Because if it's actually on YouTube. If you look up Elmo Lincoln or if you look up first Tarzan movie, it's a silent movie.
Yeah.
And Tarzan looks like...
What? Like what?
How do I describe...
He's not in great shape.
He's really not.
No.
He's... Well, imagine me in a loincloth.
I have.
Let's put it that
way. I'm doing it now.
That's what it looks like. He's not, doesn't look like a guy who should be running around in a loincloth, but he does. And it's kind of funny to watch it. It was Johnny Weissmuller that really, you know, is the image and the model of Tarzan that we know now. He's a 9-time Olympic swimming champion.
Yeah.
A Chicagoan. He went to Lane Tech High School, as a matter of fact. But the guy who plays it in this new movie, The Legend of Tarzan, is Alexander Sarsgaard, an actor you probably know best from True Blood. Jane is played by Margot Robbie in the movie.
Mm.
But this whole, I mean, the whole concept of the way they present this, I thought was really interesting. It didn't start off with, you know, Tarzan as a boy in the jungle being raised by gorillas. The movie starts off in 1800 era England. Tarzan.
Before Brexit?
was before. It's when they were still in the European Union.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah, they were still in the European Union then. The John Clayton, who was Tarzan, is a sophisticated Englishman now. And he's asked to go back to the jungle to try to resolve some differences that are going on between some of the tribes. And because he has this history of, you know, growing up in the jungle, mm-hmm. being raised by a gorilla, that he's the perfect person to try to help resolve some of these differences. Turns out that there are lots of little subplots to go along of why all of this is taking place. But while he's returning back to the jungle, there are some flashbacks explaining who he was and, you know, what had happened. So I think the way that this is presented is really interesting. The bad guy in the story is one of the great bad guys that we have on screen these days, Christoph Waltz, Oscar winner Christoph Waltz.
Love him.
He's fantastic. Samuel L. Jackson plays a terrific role as an American ex-slave who is now helping to try to facilitate this trip in taking place. He's sort of the comic relief in the movie. I enjoyed it. I thought it was perfectly exciting. The action scenes with the animals and the stampedes, all perfectly exciting. There's a good amount of good versus evil in this. I don't understand why everybody is so displeased with this whole thing.
That's crazy.
I wound up enjoying it. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B-.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. That's not bad at all. Okay, that's the Legend of Tarzan.
I did apologize to the people because I did wear a loincloth.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't you?
When I went to see this, and a couple of people actually said, Elmo Lincoln, you look fantastic.
You know, come on, think about, you know, the original Tarzan. There weren't weight machines.
Right.
There wasn't the
LA Fitness.
Yeah.
They didn't have that.
He was probably not eating great food.
Tarzan, where are you going? Me go to Planet Fitness.
Right. That's a scene that got deleted from
having
the movie.
Having 19.95 per month special must go. Come, cheetah. There's no cheetah in this new movie.
No cheetah?
There's no cheetah, and there's no boy in this film. I was a little disappointed in that. But
right.
but Margot Robbie as Jane is really great in the movie. And Alexander Skarsgård, I think he does a very nice job.
He's a good actor. The BFG was a book that I read to my daughter several times when they were young. They loved it. I loved it even more. Does that translate well on screen?
I think it does. I have to say, this was a classic case of a kid who is sitting next to me in this movie making about as much noise as possible
with
candy wrappers.
Did you slap him?
Sipping the last sips of Coke in the cup. Right, that noise.
Yeah.
And then when he finished all that, the sound of his straw going up and down through the little hole in the lid. Up and down. So I gave him a couple of Killer Uncle Dean stares to stop. Just like staring at him like, are you kidding me? Kind of stares.
Yeah.
And he stopped for about 5 minutes and then he started again. So then I moved away to sit somewhere else, but I could still hear him. And then I heard somebody else, oddly, not his parents, somebody else telling him to, why don't you shut up and stop making all the noise. So I wasn't the meanest person in the world. But it did significantly distract me, I have to say, during this movie. And I think took a lot of my, the pleasure, that because I'm a Roald Dahl fan as well. I'm a fan of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Big Friendly Giant, is that what it stands for?
If that's what you want the F to stand for, it can.
It is.
I never read this book, so I don't know much.
It's great. That's what you want to be.
Clean it up here,
yes,
Dean.
Big Friendly Giant.
Big Friendly Giant.
Big Friendly Giant is what it's about. It's about a story about a young orphan girl who is snatched out of the orphanage by a giant who trolls the streets of London at night, takes her to his home,
lair?
Where he lives in the land where the other giants live. And the other giants bully this giant. So this young orphan girl, who has always been sort of an outcast, can really relate to this other giant, and they become really fast friends. And she hates that he's being bullied this whole time. So they devise a plan to bring the Queen of England into the story to help resolve this problem. It's beautifully made. Steven Spielberg directs it. It's beautifully made. There are times when I'm not listening to candy wrappers opening and some kid sipping this is the last microscopic drop of Coke out of his cup, of whimsy in this movie. But it's also kind of like old school. You know what I mean?
That yeah.
It's a little bit dark. There are times where it's a little bit scary.
Roald Dahl always has that element.
Yeah, there is that. And part of me loves this.
Yeah,
because it's like an old fashioned classic fairy tale where it's a little bit politically incorrect. I mean, a kid's getting snatched out of her own bed.
Yeah.
At night by a grown man is. You know, on one level, a little eerie, but these classical fairy tales, you know that it's going to work out. Here, where I was really disappointed was that, you know, from Steven Spielberg, we often get a real heart in his movie, a really touching moment. And I admit I was completely distracted while I was watching this movie. I really should watch it again, but I didn't feel like that was there with this movie.
Hmm.
So I wound up being satisfied, slightly disappointed. It reminded me more of Martin Scorsese's Hugo than what some people are saying. You know, this is his next E.T.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anywhere close to being his E.T. of having the warmth and wit and the humor and the heart that we've gotten from Steven Spielberg in the past. I think it's I just think it's okay.
Dean's list on this?
C+ on
C this. C+, yep. Just okay. Dean, we're all out of time, but The Legend of Tarzan, you got good, really good remarks for, and then BFG, mostly good, but with some reservations.
Right. And keep your kids quiet, please. You're coming.
Please.
If you're out, I don't know if some of you people know, you're not in your living room in some places.
Right. Dean's filling in for me tomorrow for half of the show, and Wendy's already booked that kid from the movie theater to sit in as a guest, so you'll have a good time.
I'm wearing a baseball cap.
That'll be fun.
Like you do tomorrow in shorts.
And a loincloth, I hope.
Please.
And loincloth. You know it, baby.
All right. Thanks,
I hear Dean. We're talking to the guy who plays SpongeBob tomorrow, right?
Yes, and then I'm going to see SpongeBob tomorrow night. I know you've seen it, so we're going to do someone who's seen it, someone who's looking forward to seeing it.
Super
so.
Excited.
That'll
excellent.
Be great.
To
Thank
talk
you,
to
Dean.
This guy. He's great. See you guys.
Have a good weekend. We'll find out what Steve has next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.